Maps. To go where I first saw maps is almost too simple, perhaps. Find Pork Street or Hesse Strasse, and come up McCone's Side Road past Cardwell's till you hit Elmhurst School, where time is reckoned by a Pequinet clock manufactured in Kitchener, alias Berlin, and space is taught by gray-green windows unrolled from their special map cupboard and hung upon the wall with us looking up at continents mercatorized, anything British vermilionized, with funny stripes for Palestine and Egypt, Iraq, Persia, and Danzig, places only half imperialized, or spheres of influence. However, just over the map cupboard was a wall of continuous windows that contained my uncle's fields. When school was over, basically my way home landscape, it was a map too. Its scale was an inch to an inch, a mile to a mile. There was no map to guide me home save this one and a path, teaching itself white with snow, gray sky, blurred tree sticks, ditch, swamp, forest, meadow, yard, home. Inside my school, the whole world in a round globe or flat maps. Outside our school, a part of the world too big to be taught.